This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
He rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw.
All right, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to go to her in about 5 minutes. We're going to break. Dr. Sherry Timpany, looking at her beautiful face right there. For TV viewers, I have been interviewing her for 25 years, and I tell you, it's been one hell of a fight. But I tell you, she was somebody back when it was not popular as a medical doctor to come out against vaccines. She was there, and so I am very pleased to have her. She doesn't do a lot of interviews. She has a very busy life, but she's coming on to talk about all the things that have happened with COVID-19. And where it's going, and just her observations. And I'm going to try to shut up and give her the floor. But I will intersperse some of these articles. Federal judge rules Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's COVID lockdowns unconstitutional. WHO director and Chinese puppet assists Biden campaign in an attempt to keep COVID hysteria alive. Trump defends indoor rally, but aides express concern. But BLM, the studies say, helped COVID. Bill Gates slams FDA. What's going on with that vaccine fight? I actually know the inside baseball. I'm going to ask Dr. Sherry Timpany's deal. Trump doesn't want Gates' vaccine. They want to hold it up, have hysteria until Trump's out. Then Gates has his dangerous vaccine. Trump says, oh, yeah, we'll have one to take the power from Gates. And I was told that from sources with the president, so I wouldn't get mad. I was told the same thing on the Second Amendment. He said, let him. He's going to tell Pelosi, you can have whatever you want. She goes, fine, ban all the guns. And it killed it all. I don't do Machiavellian stuff. Trump is doing that. And it's black magic, and I don't think it's good. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. And by black magic, I mean it's like the Ring of Mordor. You can win the war with the ring, but you become evil the longer you wear it. I mean, I don't do stuff like that. I mean, I know how. And I'm actually criticizing Trump here, but that's what he's doing. We predicted that from what I was told, the White House, this is what happened. He's done it. He's gotten the left to come out against vaccines. We'll talk about it in a minute. I guess I do want to wear the Ring of Mordor. I guess when you're this desperate, you do start wearing it. But then you turn into Gollum, Smeagol. Trump administration pushes to extend coronavirus immigration limits. So the UN's flooding us with illegals and bankrupt the country. So at least Trump's making lemonade with the lemons. Australia's full-scale pilot test for the New World Order. Just incredible police state. They admit under UN control. That's all coming up. Biden campaign, remember, said that Trump's travel ban was xenophobic, but now they say they support it. China struggling to convince its citizens to take the Chinese-made shots because they say they don't work and make you sick. Snitch on your neighbors to police if they break the rule of six. So first it was 6 feet, now it's only six. Next, I guess they'll say six inoculations. That's what Gates is now saying, 666. So it just gets weirder and weirder. NBC News highlights UV light sanitizing against coronavirus. Trump said that 6 months ago, and they said he was the biggest devil on earth. Now it's NBC News. Meanwhile, Trump offered to help Xi Jinping with COVID, but he didn't want Trump to send U.S. support because they wanted to cover up what was really happening. Meanwhile, in Wuhan, they're having giant pool parties with 50,000 people, but they say it's okay for them to gather. China's open for business. You just can't gather. See how that economic weapon works? So, Dr. Sherry Timpany will lay it all out with us on the other side of the 60-second break, but I'm going to ask our beautiful, our amazing listeners and viewers. You know what happens with a million of you tuned in right now, conservatively? If you just go on Facebook, go on Twitter, go on your email, go on your text messages, and send the live link to the show, on InfoWars.com to the live feed, InfoWars.com/show or NewsWars.com/show or the live feed. Send it to people and ask them to share it. It causes that chain reaction. The truth's on right now, Sherry. Be right back. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Let's go.
Let's go to Luke in my Texas, wailing and wailing at the boys.
You know, I've gotten to hang out with Willie Nelson in Luke and Bach. But nobody was there.
Like the happy.
He's got a place out there, right outside Fredericksburg.
Between Hank
Williams, and I'm not dropping names here. I'm just saying, fighting tyranny has taken me on an incredible journey.
Out in Lucan, Texas.
Ain't nobody feeling no pain. Listen to a little bit more of the song with our guest.
So maybe let's sell your diamond ring and buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This broken tie is choking me.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, faxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com.
We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a osteopathic medical doctor, board certified in three specialties. She is the founder of Tenpenny Medical Center and a integrative medical clinic located near Cleveland, Ohio. She's been running that clinic since 1996. Her company provides a natural, holistic approach to getting well and not prescription medications. The medical clinic's primary focus is thyroid conditions, breast health, and resolving problems associated with allergies and pain. Her approaches have been attracted patients from all over the 50 states and 17 countries. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has invested more than 17 years, this is an old bio, and over 20,000 hours documenting the problems associated with vaccines. And an internationally known speaker and author, her many articles have been translated into more than 12 languages. Her book, Say No to Vaccines, a Resource Guide to All Ages. And she joins us. Wow, where do you want to start? Great to have you with us. So crazy to have Bill Gates and the left now not wanting Trump's vaccine, having these vaccines that change the DNA of the cell, a new type of vaccine, the trials causing 80% sick, 20% hospitalizations. There's so many angles. The lockdown, you've got the floor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Alex. Yes, we've been on a journey for a really long time. I've been doing this for 20 years. And so I think that early on, I was on your show very, very early on. And I think it's pretty interesting how all of the things that you've been saying all these 20 years that you and I have been together and all the work that you've done between InfoWars and Prison Planet, here we are now on an information war and stuck in a prisoner planet. So, you know, you've been prophetic for a lot of years. So thank you for having me on your show again.
Well, I was just reading what the Rockefeller Foundation others said they were planning, and I knew they were in charge, so I figured we might want to oppose it. It had a good chance of happening, and now we're here. So I threw out the laundry list there. Where do you want to start? Just take over, doctor, because I know you run big clinics and speak to huge groups all over the world. Give us your report here, doctor.
Well, I started this, you know, back in February when I said, took a look around the horizon and said, why is everybody making such a big deal about this? We're going to find out in about 4 to 6 months that this was a big fat nothing burger virus. And it just, you know, it's going to be no worse than a bad flu season. And what we've actually found out is it's not even as bad as a bad flu season, with a survival rate of 99.96%. Yet we've shut down the entire world. And when I kind of took a step back at the beginning and said, what's happening here? And then I said, oh, I get it. This is the same playbook, different virus, right? We did SARS and we did MERS in 2002. We did MERS. We did bird flu in 2005. We did H1N1 in 2009. And so now here we are again, except they've had 50 years to perfect their ability to shut down the entire world all at the same time. They laid a lot of groundwork in the backdrop to be able to make this happen. Like the one thing that has stood out, and I've talked a lot about this over the last several months, is the 2005 PREP Act, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, passed in 2005 in the dead of night on a Saturday night by a Republican and a Republican president who signed it into law. And the PREP Act gives them 100% a complete immunity for any covered countermeasure, which means that anything that is now made for COVID-19, whether it's a drug, a biologic, a vaccine, a technology, a software, anything between March 17th of 2020, and this goes through 2024, anything that's made during that period of time that is under the umbrella of COVID is now given 100% liability, protection, and immunity. And the only way you can have any recourse if anything goes awry, which it will, is to be able to convince the U.S. Attorney General that the people had manufactured this particular product under an act of willful misconduct, which absolutely cannot happen according to law. It's so nearly impossible to prove. For all intents and purposes, it doesn't exist. So we've got, you know, same playbook, different virus. We have the PREP Act in place. And then they started doing all this nonsense with testing. And Alex, when I wrote an article on Baxter about testing, like what are we doing and what does it mean? I spent about 20 hours just reading the CDC and the FDA website, trying to figure out if they had a definition for what it meant to be positive. Because if it's positive, does that mean you're infectious? Well, if you're asymptomatic and you don't have a fever or cough or any of those things, no. Positive means you've been exposed to this virus somewhere along the line and now you are a healthy person. Does that mean you're immune? Does that mean you're safe? Or does that mean if you're positive and you're a case, now you need to self-quarantine? What does it mean if you're negative? Does that mean you're susceptible? You need to stay in the house? Or does it mean that you're healthy because you have a negative test?
And they've intentionally left it with a lot of ambiguity, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. And so that's why we went from, you know, now everything is all this public policy, all these changes, all these things that are happening inside of industry and shutting down travel industry, shutting down hotels and restaurants and hairdressers and all of these things based on cases. And the cases mean absolutely nothing. It means you've been exposed to that virus somewhere along the line. And if you're asymptomatic, it has no validity whatsoever. And when you've got a test that has up to a 30% false negative rate, and in the 40 or some labs that we've saw where they had where every one of their samples tested positive, so they have a 100% positivity rate, which is statistically impossible. So now in the one lab, you have a 30% false negative and up to a 100% false positive rate. You've got a PCR test that was never intended to be used in terms of diagnostic control. It was really designed for DNA viruses, not RNA viruses. The entire testing stuff is nothing more than harvesting your DNA to be able to collect it into a database, which now they passed the law.
So that's what this really is a giant DNA database harvesting operation.
And they just, September 10th, they just passed a law in the UK that says that any sample that's now collected in the UK beginning October the 1st for the next 6 months will be held and put into a database for national security.
So your approximation 6 months ago has been proven dead on as a medical doctor and your wide knowledge of this. When we come back, I want to tell you what you think's coming next, but clearly, a giant liability protection act, a license to steal, a get out of jail card, just like the 1985-86 Act. I mean, this, but this is an emergence a big pharma, instead of the UN coming out admitting that vaccines are causing problems, which they did, instead of giving up, they're doubling down with a giant power grab. Then I want to ask you, what do you make of Trump saying, okay, fine, on the Russians too. Oh, we have ours. We don't want Bill Gates's, probably sugar water. That's what I think's going on. I was told Trump's taking control of Fauci. I still think it's a dangerous game. We'll ask your point of view on that. But just briefly, in the minute we have, what else do you want to get into?
I want to talk about masks. I want to talk about social distancing. I want to talk about hydroxychloroquine, and I want to talk about the vaccine.
Wow. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, V-A-X-X-T-E-R, Vaxxer.com. You want to visit it. You want to read it. You want to share it. And then I'm going to ask her this. I'm writing this down. What do you make of Fauci? First thing, oh, no, vitamins, minerals don't help you. You don't need D3. You don't need zinc. Blew up in his face so bad. Now he's like, no, you do need it. Now, you know, we don't need him to tell us that, but they're saying, plants need sunlight. Like, no, you don't need sunlight. We're like, okay, you're an idiot. Plants do need sunlight. I mean, I'm trying to imitate his voice, but it's just ridiculous. That blew up in his face, so he had to admit it. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Something that you can recommend. But there are two vitamins that you should consider. For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection. So I would not mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplement. The other vitamin that people take is vitamin C because it's a good antioxidant. So if people want to take a gram or two at the most, but vitamin C, that would be fine. So vitamin C and vitamin D, okay.
Rip it out. Got me a rock and roll band. It's a fever all.
So Fauci says, I mean, people got SWAT team by the FBI for giving vitamin C to their patients as a preventative. Medical doctors did. And Fauci said it wouldn't help you. The UN said, what do you make of that under Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, trailblazer, exposing the dangers of vaccines and wanting safer ones? Or no vaccines now, I guess. You know, in your deep research, give us your own view on that. I'm going from memory. But what do you make of the Hoover Institute at Stanford University having their videos banned by YouTube because professors came out and said the UN lied to us about COVID, exaggerated it, and that they blocked therapeutics and that they shouldn't be in control of speech, and then big tech blocked Stanford? I mean, when is Congress going to act on this censorship? That's a whole other subject of all these medical doctors and scientists being censored by big tech as a consortium, as a racketeering cartel.
Yes, all of it. I mean, when are they going to act, and when are they going to shut down this whole idea of censorship, and when are the physicians going to get brave enough to step forward? You know, there was a lawsuit that was just filed this week in Kansas by a group of physicians who said, we must end this mask mandate for healthy people. So finally, physicians are starting to step forward. You know, when Dr. Simone Gold, you know, stepped forward and said, hey, hydroxychloroquine saves people's lives, and got fired from her job the next day. I mean, this whole thing is, it's just every day it changes, Alex. You know, people ask me, how are you doing today, Dr. Tenpenny, with all this craziness going on? I said, well, you know, today this part of the matrix seems to be pretty good, because every day it's a big flip-flop. Don't wear the mask, wear the mask. Social distance, don't social distance. Hydroxychloroquine is horrible. And then in the state of Ohio, within 24 hours, they turned it around and said, no, you can prescribe it for anything you want. You don't have to put down a diagnosis. So it's every day.
You don't need D3, now you got a habit to live.
Exactly. And this should be such a clue to everybody to say, if this doesn't just tell you it's all about a power grab and control, it has nothing to do with health, nothing to do with sickness, nothing to do with protection from a measly little infection that really, for the vast majority of people, means nothing, that people don't understand that masks are just the first step towards tyrannical control of society and dehumanization and social engineering. If we can't get people, Alex, to stop wearing a mask, how are we ever going to get them to say no to this vaccine?
Well, that's what it's all about. They admit it's an archetypal symbol like Sharia law for men and women, a muzzle, a literal gag that we're prisoners who've been silenced by them.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. And now that we know that masks, I mean, I put together on Vaxxer, I wrote an article about masks don't work. And inside of there, there's a document that I put together that has almost 50 links to text from PubMed that shows that masks do nothing but harm the person who wears them.
And tell us about the title of that article at your great website so everybody can share it.
Masks don't work. It's pretty directly.
And that's V-A-X-X-T-E-R. And again, listeners, I know you know all this. We're here to get you active to warn people, because if folks will just take their D3, if they'll just take their C, if they'll just take their zinc, not just this, but the flu, pneumonia, all the, am I wrong, Dr. Timpenny? Even the NIH website says that almost all this disease is a deficiency of those.
Well, it's either, you know, any disease in any category, whether it's an infection or heart disease, diabetes, obesity, it's either a deficiency of something or an excess of something. And it's the doctors are supposed to figure out what that is. The doctors were never intended to be just glorified drug rebs writing words on a piece of paper and handing them out for a living, which is, you know, just absolutely just, you know, being a minion of the drug reps. So this is, you know, I actually, the article that I wrote on Mass Network quotes Dr. Rancourt's studies, but I've got more than 50 studies on a PDF file that people can download, print, and hand out, showing everybody that Mass Don't Work. We partnered with Hugs Over Mass Canada, hugsovermass.ca. Baxter partnered with them. We've been hosting a series of training webinars on Friday nights. To get them all fired up, we've got hundreds and hundreds of people opening chapters across the U.S. and Canada on Hugs Over Masks, hugsovermasks.ca.
And by the way, let's just hear the sound of a car wreck or a record skipping. I should have opened this up because I knew that about you last time you were on. I've known you 20-plus years. You are leading. I mean, I see the speeches you give in Vegas and Europe where there's like 1,000 doctors, 500 doctors. You are leading the fight with Dr. Russell Blaylock and others, who I know have given big speeches, to get the healthcare experts mobilized to not be part of this big tyranny. And so that's really what's beautiful is that's leading the charge against Gates and Big Pharma, and they just don't know what to do. When the public sees all these medical doctors censored, it really wakes them up, doesn't it? So talk about how critical that is, what you've been doing.
Well, we really do. Our whole role is at Baxter is really to educate the public. That's why this week is open enrollment for our boot camp course. We only offer it twice a year. So when you go to Baxter.com, you saw it on your screenshot there that our open enrollment for our boot camp is this week. We only offer it twice a year, and we may not offer it again. The boot camp is an 8-week online educational program that will teach you what you need, not only what you need to know about vaccines and what you need to know about all this COVID-19 nonsense. We actually give you language training on how to communicate it, how to get it out to the public, how to get out of dicey situations. And for the first time ever, we're actually doing a whole activist training. So people can go there. They can read everything about the boot camp. The next article down on Baxter is about the 8 bonuses that you get when you enroll in the boot camp course. Boot camp starts September 26th. Every Thursday night, we have an online Zoom class that we talk to everybody who's enrolled, and we have a class discussion. And so there's all kinds of new content and everything.
By the way, I'm getting goosebumps here because you've been one of the leading people exposing this. Now the UN admits the front line's wobbly, vaccines are hurting people, there's a cover-up, nothing's tested. But, I mean, I'm talking to the epicenter. You've been one of the main epicenters of this global awakening long before Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm not taking credit away from him. I'm just saying people need to know the power of the individual. Did you ever think 20-plus years ago when you started seeing your patients hurt by vaccines that you would be a major leader in this?
I didn't. I did not, Alex. In 20 years and 40,000 hours of my time, I really think I really am one of the leaders. And my whole point is trying to get people to wake up. You know, we try to get people to ask simple questions. And I think that some of the good news that came out of this whole COVID shutdown is that people are now critically examining the problems with vaccines. People that never even thought about questioning before. We now have over 60% of people saying, I don't know. I'm either not going to take it or I'm going to maybe really soon.
The majority of Chinese citizens are telling the government they won't do it.
That's incredible.
In a dictatorship.
That's incredible.
Let's come back and talk about that, because what are they going to do now that we see it's the COVID hoax is the whole vaccine hoax is collapsing last year. The UN admits it's a fraud. They have that meeting and then boom, this comes out. We'll be right back. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Because there's a war on for your mind. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. When I start the next hour, I'm going to do a couple segments on the founders of BLM saying we're conducting witchcraft. There's video of this. And that the killing of people gives us power. This is Jim Jones, Charlie Manson, Hillside Strangler, cuckoo stuff. But this is all breaking. It's coming up next hour in the spiritual fight. Trump has come out and pointed out Biden constantly gropes little kids and women. and does bizarre stuff. Trump said he's taking the gloves off after the fake Atlantic article. We'll play that video clip. It's posted on InfoWars.com. We start the next hour. President Trump highlights Biden's creepy groping with hashtag pedo Joe tweet and so much more. That's coming up. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, obviously the power structure knows there's a global awakening. They want to lock things down. They want a global depression. The head of the Davos Group says this is a global reset. So you brought up 100 points. They've all been fascinating. As a medical doctor, as a leader in exposing this, I'm going to shut up for the next 9 minutes. You've got the floor. Get into all the subjects, all the points, the mask, why you think Trump's saying, oh, I've got this vaccine instead of that. You've got the floor, unfiltered, uncensored. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Alex. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right in everything that you said today and what you've been saying. You know, masks are the first, there's probably three categories of people with masks. The obedient people that just shut up and do what they're told. And then there's the people that are compliant, that they're doing it, even though they know that something's right, not right, and they don't want to do it. But they're kind of doing it right now just to get along. And then there's the people who are forced to do it, like people for their employment. But we have to understand what the masks are actually doing. It's doing nothing more than making the person who's wearing them sick. We're lowering their O2, increasing their CO2. We're actually causing this thing now called mask mouth, which is causing horrible things to their dentition. And I like to use this example of saying we've got this mask dermatitis now, of people that are wearing these masks all day and they're ending up with this horrible rash and sort of like infection on their face because they're spitting on their face all day long. You know, as they talk and those masks get moist, and particularly the cloth ones are the worst, and they collect the bacteria and viruses that are in their mouth, it's like spitting on your face all day long. And then wondering why in the world that there's a big problem. And so masks need to go.
It's a mouth diaper. Sorry, I mean, it's a mouth diaper.
Yep, exactly. Yes, exactly. And so, and then that coupled with the social distancing, the 2 meter mark is a military thing. And so, because they can't have an individual energetic imprint of us, or we're clustered together closely with a bunch of people. And so we've got everybody social distancing. The first time I heard that, Alex, I was standing in the break room at my office. I still see patients 2 days a week in my office. And I was standing in the break room. It's the first time I heard it. And I said, please tell me that this is not going to become part of our language lexicon, that we're suddenly now this is social distancing is going to become something we talk about and we embrace, like these masks. And sure enough, here we are. I mean, everybody talks about it all the time. And it's really just this 2 meter thing is being able to have an individual imprint on us, for the artificial intelligence and the transhumanism things that they're moving towards. So the social distancing, and now we got legalized spying on each other that we give a fancy name called contact tracing instead of just calling it for what it is, the brown shirt movement of spying on your neighbor and getting paid to do it, no less. And so this whole COVID thing is just leading up to it. It's getting everybody into this obedience place of just doing what I'm told, and they're feeling so depressed. You know, and I know that you know this and you talk about this, that the people that, I mean, the rate of suicide, the rate of death from malnutrition is greater than the sum total of all the people who have died from this infection, from this virus. And so people are so crushed down with their business, with their economics, with their family situation, with their businesses. They may have been torched by Black Lives Matter. They may have been vandalized by all these people walking down the street, smashing in and burning their buildings. That they're saying, okay, if I could just get this vaccine, if I could just get the vaccine and kind of get somewhat back to normal and I can go to a restaurant and go to the grocery store, they're just leading, they're being led like sheep to the slaughter, Alex. It just, you know, what's coming through, going to come in this vaccine is going to be horrific. The messenger RNA type of vaccine that they're actually creating has never been created for humans before, ever. They've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since 2002. They couldn't move it forward in the FDA, even to human trials, because all the animals either got horribly sick or died. They couldn't do human trials before. So now we've skipped the animal studies because we know what's going to happen to the animals. We're going to go straight to human studies. And the people that they're enrolling in these studies are the healthiest of the healthy. No medications, no pre-existing conditions, a perfect body weight. They're in the 30-40 age group, but yet when they decide that this vaccine is safe and going to be protective, they will advocate it for everyone. People that have cancer, the elderly. I actually even heard today that there's that part of the book, of the Monerda, vaccine trials they're actually studying on children, 12 to 14-year-old children in the U.K. They're going to want this to be everything. You know, we've all heard the clips of Bill Gates saying, yes, all 7.2 billion people in the world need at least two doses of this vaccine. So we're talking trillions of dollars at risk here, trillions of dollars at getting this vaccine into everyone that will be laced with something called hydrogel, which is a nanotechnology that once it's in your body, you cannot get it out. It's unlike the other vaccines that you can detox from mercury or aluminum or the chemicals, or you can get healthier by neutralizing some of the viral particles. But this COVID-19 vaccine for the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which they've never been able to identify, it doesn't follow Koch postulates. It doesn't have they haven't mapped the entire genome out yet. We have stopped the entire world over nothing that we can prove. And yet they want us to be vaccinated with this, that you will not be able to detox from this. It just won't happen. It won't be possible.
What's the big picture? I mean, this is mass medical experimentation, waiving animal trials. This is just a big pharma takeover.
Yes, I feel like in my personal opinion, this is just my opinion, there are three primary things at play here. Number one is a complete reset of the global economic system. They're trying to get us to a cashless society, which they've been gunning towards for quite a while. It's an upset of the entire global economic system, which my good friend Catherine Austin Fitz talks about a lot, and she's really got that whole sector nailed down. I think the second thing is a human experimentation that's moving us towards artificial intelligence and the transhumanism movement. And then the third thing, coupled right with the other two, is all the people at the top of this ladder. I mean, they're eugenicists, and I believe many of them are Satanists, and the whole depopulation agenda is alive and well. I mean, we have kind of avoided, at least I personally have kind of avoided talking about those things over the years, Alex, because, you know, people thought we were crazy enough to just question vaccines and to say, wait, stop, what's coming through that needle? To get people to just start questioning was a big enough leap. To take them down the road to what this whole vaccination movement really is, it's about an economic thing. It's injecting foreign matter into children and adults to make them sick so that they can really sell them, really make the money.
And you have the habit to buy and sell, and it's an excuse for the social credit score to track you, and they admit it's going to hurt you, but they coerce you to do it. This is the greatest cult takeover. It's just cult programming.
It is. And, you know, the vaccines have always been the economic loss leader of the entire sector. I mean, they're not very expensive, and you can get them for free at the health department, or they'll come into your place of work and give you a free flu shot. And so, but where the real money is to be made is the big trillion-dollar book of business where they sell you all these drugs in order to treat the side effects caused by the vaccines. So this is the same game, except this vaccine is going to be much more deadly.
That's right. I mean, we'll talk about when we come back. Gates is on TV going, okay, 700,000 people are going to get sick or die. Okay, 80% are getting sick taking the inoculation. 20% go to the hospital. They're not even lying now. They're saying, we're going to hurt you. And these new vaccines that go in and change the DNA, that go in and change the nuclei, they don't train the body how to defeat them. They go in and change what the cells produce as proteins. And I'm no medical doctor like Dr. Sherry Tinfinney, but I read a lot of times when cells start creating random proteins, it's called cancer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diet and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's our guest. And then I'll be co-host for the next hour with an individual that's exposed the real roots of BLM. Prepare to be blown away. First off, though, you see this big folder? I'll be covering this tomorrow, food starvation. The real killing of COVID-19 is how they use it for a lockdown. The U.N. admits a doubling in starvation every year. So instead of 10 million, that'll be 20 million. Though they're estimating an extra 8 million will die, 2 million less than it would be if it doubled. So instead of 10 million, it's 18 million. It's not COVID doing that. It's the lockdown. So there's an article that's up on Infowars.com and pull it up for you. And it deals with massive lines form outside Virginia Food Bank. Demand hits 1 million meals per month, with nearly half going to Spanish-speaking population. And so we brought in this giant 50, 60, 70 million illegal alien population. The economy shut down. They don't have food. Talk about a time bomb. This, again, is the globalist model. Bring in people they control, not to empower them, but to enslave them. There's some of the video. Miles and miles and miles and miles of lines. This is what the globalists have done. And if the lockdown continues, the world depression is going to be one of the worst ever seen. It's already going to happen, whether Trump wins or not. I would get storable food now. It's a no-brainer at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 1 to 2 weeks to ship. We have it in stock. It's got to be packaged. It's fresh from 5 factories and shipping centers around the United States. It's our long-term sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your storable food now. Separately, we have a big special running right now on DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun, Prostagard that has the zinc and the palmetto. All this is great for your immune system. On a regular basis, what we've been educated here on is how important it is to take these vitamins and minerals. And 1776 for all of the T-shirts with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we stay on air. So I want to thank you all for your support to get information like this. Going back to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the main leaders out there exposing vaccines and what's really going on. Forced inoculations. I mean, Australia says they're going to do it. EU says they're going to try to do it. Here they're saying, oh, it'll be an app on your phone. You don't have to have a shot. You just can't get on a plane, can't go to a grocery store, can't live your life. We need to start forming the opposition to this now. Guys, turn her up for me. Turn her audio up for me. Dr. Tenpenny, we lost your audio for a moment. We're going to work on that. Might be her, might be us. Go ahead, Dr. Tenpenny.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. So not only do we need to start this now, we're very behind in terms of starting this opposition because, Alex, I listening to your commercial there about, you know, prayer, because the power of prayer is so important. I mean, if we need to put God right in the middle of this, because if we're just fighting human against human, we might as well just roll up our sleeves, take the vaccine, take the mark and be done with it. Because they got us outmoneyed, outnumbered, outpowered, outmediated, out everything. But with God, all things is possible. And I started a daily Instagram live. It's called Happy Hour with Dr. T. Happy Hour. It's on Instagram. It's Happy Hour with DRT. Happy Hour with Dr. T. And you can also find it at happyhourwithdrt.blogspot.com. And I do it every day, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 Eastern Time. I hope people will come and join us. I set this aside as just a little spiritual place to get together. We share a beverage, a tea, kombucha, coffee, whatever. We talk a little bit, and then at 10 after 6, we share a word of God, and we pray together. And we'll have anywhere from 300 to 1,500 people praying together for our country, for our president, for each of us to have our own sense of
And if they all told folks to tune in, it'd be 5,000, then 20,000, then 100,000. That's how we've had up to 5 million people on streams before they banned us. And so to have that core of 1,500, 3,000 people, Dr. Tenpenny, is so beautiful. And you have your training of doctors how to recognize this. What do you make of the UN videos that came out in December of last year, where the head of the WHO vaccine program said, we don't test them, they're hurting people, doctors don't believe in it, and now, that's why I wanted you on last week, and we got you on. What about AP headline, polio vaccine, main cause of polio, Bill and Melinda Gates funding it? I mean, my God, talk about that.
Well, when I first saw that video from the summit, you know, I watched the whole thing when Del Bigtree from Highwire put that whole thing out, and I watched all of it. I was just jaw-dropped. And now, Alex, like you know, we said, you know, I've done this for 20 years, 40,000 hours of my time. There's not much I don't know about this industry. And I listened to that entire seminar and was just absolutely jaw-dropped.
20 hours, 2 days, the UN had been laying it all out.
This is it.
I mean, and what I knew was they were doing that to cover their ass because they know the crimes they committed. They were admitting it all to act like they didn't know. That's what that was.
Absolutely. And if they but if people didn't understand from that point, and you know, then we rolled into COVID in all the things that we've been doing. That was in what, November, December of last year, and then it was February, March when we started into like this global shutdown in March and April. I mean, the lack of people being able to get their head around these things and embrace the fact that we are being manipulated, controlled. All this thing is about a power grab and about grabbing our money, our health.
Well, you just said it. So you're a big business owner, a big medical doctor, an author, you know, smart lady. So I say that because I respect your view. Clearly, it's CYA. Gates goes, oh, this is going to hurt a lot of people. Yeah, it's going to kill some people. You're still going to take it. They know they can't cover up the damage now. They're just saying they're going to do it. That's what people are like, oh, they're admitting the truth. No, they're getting ready to rape us.
Absolutely. And it's the rollout. I mean, if you go to weforum.org, WeForum.org and you look at it. I mean, the first little four-minute video says, we've been planning this for 50 years, 50 years.
Jeez.
And here we are. And we're putting this all together. And the complexity of that website is, it's
talk about that, the pre-planning. It's not just the Rockefeller Foundation and lockstep. This is a long-term strategic. This isn't just about vaccines. This is a cashless society, tracking systems, total control. This is it.
This is it. In every industry you can think of, from every element that you can think of, from economic, from spiritual. I mean, we can go and march in a Black Lives Matter protest, but we can't go to church. You know, we can't go to a wedding. We can't go to a funeral. We can't have a gathering, even in your own home, to be able to have a Bible study or to pray. But you can go march on the street.
This is selective martial law by the United Nations global cabal.
Exactly. That sums it up exactly.
Can you? It's wild to be living it, though. Like, we could predict it was coming, but now tell us about the group. I don't even know about that group that's bragging they planned it for 50 years.
Yeah, it's WeForum.org. WeForum.org is where you need to go, and it's everything that you need to know. In fact, Alex, it's so depressing to go and read that site. I've actually made a commitment to myself. I won't spend more than maybe an hour a week there. Because every week they come out with another angle. There's another site. It's called biologos.org, B-I-O, and then the word logos, L-O-G-O-S, biologos.org.
Oh, yeah, so it's the World Economic Forum. Yeah, they admit it's a total takeover, yeah.
And then you go to biologos.org, and they are taking Christianity and turning it into scientism. They're saying, you know, they want Christians to sign a pledge to always wear a mask, to get vaccinated, to support social justice, and to put down any sort of misinformation that goes against our scientists.
And then big tech is blocking medical doctors and even U.S. think tanks from questioning it. I mean, this is their big move. This is it.
This is it. This is our Waterloo, Alex. This is something that you and I have been talking about together and on our respective platforms for 20 years. We are at the point now, it's we either win or this is win or lose, win or lose. And so everybody needs to do more than just like get awake. They need to get active. They need to start deciding which side of the line are they going to stand on. And the time to make a decision about what you're going to do about mandatory vaccines, about contact tracing, is not when the people knock at your door. You need to know ahead of time.
You've got to be organizing the neighborhood and giving them this interview that's live, but it'll be archived soon to band on video. You've got to do it now, folks. I'm telling you, everything else was preparatory. You're right. The collapse has happened. This is the main assault. And I look at it as the Battle of the Bulge. The Nazis were losing. They launched a counteroffensive. I see this as their Battle of the Bulge, Waterloo, you name it. I just hope that we're Lord Wellington and they're Napoleon. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you are incredible. I know you're a busy lady. Come back and join us in a couple of weeks to give us updates. We really, really appreciate you. And again, what's the best website for people to visit?
Go to Vaxxer.com and think about signing up for our boot camp course. We only do it twice a year. MasteringVaccineInfo.com/bootcamp.
All right. Obviously, you could talk for 5 hours. Please go on David Icke's show. Please go on Owen Schroyer's show. Come on our other shows and lay it out. We love you. We appreciate you. Amazing.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, that was the best interview ever with her because the quickening's here. There's no more games. We know we're right. She'd be on 20 years ago. I'd be questioning what we're doing. I thought we were right. We were right. And then some. This is insane. All right. Hour number four coming up. Black Lives Matter founder admits it's a satanic ritual. There's a Megadon Salazar article on InfoWars.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.